Welcome. This is our very last webinar of the year, which is crazy. And this one's a fun one because it's a little different than our usual. Usually we have like a tactical kind of one webinar, but this one is very much so a chat. We're just chatting. We're all hanging out, chatting about what happened this year, what is coming next year. So I'm really excited to hear everyone's thoughts on what is going to be going on next year and how you felt about this year. So very excited for this chat today. And we'll do a quick round of intros. So my name is Alyssa and I'm a community manager here at HeyOrca. So I work on our webinars and I recognize so many of your names because I see you every week. Thank you so much for coming. I do our newsletter and our Facebook group and all that good stuff. And I'll pass it over to Joe.
Hey everyone, I'm Joe. I'm the Chief Executive Orca of HeyOrca. And this is always my highlight when I get to be a guest, Alyssa's guest for the webinar. And also Leah, I told Leah, you know, it's great to meet someone digitally in real life, I guess. I've been interacting with her stuff. She has a really great Substack newsletter. Go subscribe. And on LinkedIn as well. She's great on all the social media platforms. So be able to, you know, finally co-share a digital stage together. That's a highlight for me for sure. So I'll pass it over to Leah to say a little bit about herself.
Thank you. That's so kind. And I appreciate that intro. And Joe, I also love your LinkedIn presence. So constantly, I think that's probably how we first met, was me liking or engaging with your content. I write a newsletter called ICYMI, or in case you missed it, that's basically for social managers, social marketers, and creators too. I teach influencer marketing and social marketing. I consult for different companies. And I'm happy to be here today. This is bring on the trends, bring on the predictions, bring on like the best of. I'm all for that.
I love
subscribe
it.
To Leah's newsletter. You won't regret it. And also subscribe to HeyOrca's newsletter as well. You also won't regret it.
All right. So now we're going to get into all the good stuff. So we are going to be highlighting some of the biggest features that were released in HeyOrca this year. Then we're going to go through some of the common themes that we were seeing this year in social media features and updates, and also the trends we were seeing most. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on that. And then, of course, we're going to go over what our community predicts in 2025. And then also we have some predictions from the team as well. So I do want to mention, as we go through all of this, share all your thoughts in the chats. We want to hear everything that you thought about what happened this year, what's coming up. Maybe you agree or disagree with something. Let us know, because we're just here to chat about all of this. So we'll get right into it. We'll do our HeyOrca wrap first. And I had this, you know, the Spotify wrap template here. And I mean, I could have gone on and on, but I just picked six of my favorite ones. So if you're a HeyOrca customer, let me know what you think of these ones, or maybe if I'm missing one. But some of the biggest features we released this year, I'm going to say number one is LinkedIn PDF publishing. And let me know if you agree or disagree with me, but I feel like this was a huge one that our customers were asking us for so long, and now we have it, and we're just so happy about it. And I love the way a PDF looks on LinkedIn. So great that you can publish that now. And then another big one from our customers is that they wanted more functionality in our mobile app. And we know that social media managers are constantly on the go. They're either at shoots or getting content. So being able to edit, approve, and leave comments in the HeyOrca mobile app is incredibly helpful. And then I see a few people saying drag and drop. I had to put that in. It's such a small thing, but when you're, you know, creating your post, just being able to drag and drop content directly in it, it's so small, but you're saving time. So we love drag and drop. Automated email reports, again, another great one. If you just want to schedule your reports to go to your team or your clients at a certain time every month, get that set up. And then this year, we did see the growth of YouTube Shorts and Threads. So, of course, we had to get YouTube Shorts and YouTube video publishing and Threads publishing. So I had to just pick six. I put these in here, but Joe, am I missing any that you think should have cracked the top six?
Well, today we just released Social Media Holidays, so you can see Social Media Holidays right in Heyworka. I don't know if you guys know, but you can also look at our roadmap publicly. You can actually see what we're working on and what we've released throughout December, November, throughout the year. So go check it out. Any plans to add blue sky functionality? Yes, that's slated for next year. Something that's coming up really soon is notification. So you can actually get notification for your content. If you want to publish to like things like Facebook group where there's no direct API, you can still get a notification on your phone. So watch out for that.
And I love that we're talking about blue sky, because that's definitely a big topic that is going to be coming up over the next few slides we have here. So I'm very excited to hear your thoughts on everything blue sky and where that's going. So let's now look at the year we just had. So we're going to start with trends. And I was talking to the marketing team and I was like, okay, what trends stuck out to you that were just like in your head constantly? And this was our list. I need to know everyone's thoughts on if you agree. Are we missing one? So we had the Apple Dance in there because I don't know about you, but that song was stuck in my head, still stuck in my head, honestly, to this day. I know the dance. It's just, it's everywhere. Obviously, very demure was everywhere. I actually still see it on LinkedIn sometimes. And then, of course, J-Lo's Bodega order just kind of took off earlier this year and was everywhere. Similar with the Apple Dance, the Brat Summer theme was everywhere. And then Wicked, we're still kind of in that right now. So much Wicked content. And then, of course, Mudang had to make the list as well. But I need to know, What are we missing? What other trends have you seen? What trends are your favorite? Yes, Leah, tell
me. Can I volunteer something? Yes. First of all, all of these I knew very well, except for J-Lo's Bodega order. I don't know how that entirely missed me. I had to go Google that. Two of the ones that I love is the Olympic Muffin Man. What's his name? Henrik Christensen. I don't know if anybody else was as obsessed as I was. I kept getting those chocolate muffins and the Olympic Muffin Man like over and over and over. I think it was all summer. And I love him. And I'm just, he was one of the top, Google just came out with like their top searches of the year. And he was actually one of them. So I say the Olympic Muffin Man. And then Brian Jordan Alvarez from The English Teacher, who's doing that, like, I love your daughter.
Yes.
Like dance and the leg lift and whatever. Like those are my highlights.
That actually made me watch the show because I kept seeing his videos and I was like, hey, who is this? And then I had to look it up. And then his caption was always the same. It was stream English Teacher on Hulu. And I was like, okay, I need to watch this show. And so I binge watched the whole thing and now I'm sad that I'm done. But that's such a great way to get people intrigued because if you read the comments on his videos, everyone's like, this made me watch the show and now I need more of the show. So
it's a lesson for founders too, Joe, just FYI. I feel like you don't just have to be an actor to tap into that. Like I would like to see founders do the same thing.
Joe, you got to get your, actually you do dance. You do dance sometimes. Social media.
I did try the Apple Dance. It's harder than I thought, but I did it. So
yeah, we gotta get
gotta be more out there next year, 2025.
With the caption so simple that just says try Heyworka. That's all you gotta do with it. So many good ones this year. It was a very good year for trends. So hopefully 2025 can be even better for that. But we'll hop into some themes that we saw this year when it came to different feature releases. Jazz Hot to Go. How did I even forget that? That's another good one. But a big theme that we were starting to see this year is enhanced user engagement and customization. And I think customization is something we may be seeing more of next year. But for example, this year we saw TikTok. You can now do a custom thumbnail. You can do custom stickers in Instagram stories. TikTok is starting to do more customization in DMs and also Threads. This is a more recent one. You can customize your feed to be exactly what you want it to be. So we're seeing more customization, which is great because when you're scrolling, you do want it to be geared to what you want to see and how you want to use the app. So that was a big theme that we were starting to see more of as the year went on. And I would love to see more of in 2025, because who doesn't like to customize everything? And then this one, I think we're definitely going to see more of next year, which we'll talk about more soon. But we were starting to see more focus on private spaces. So Instagram released a lot of different DM features. So there's DM filters, editing your DMs, pinning chats, replying with voice notes. I think we're just going to see more and more from them. TikTok launched group chats and DM stickers. So that's fun. So now you can send your TikToks to group chats directly in the app. And then LinkedIn launched company page DMs. This was like, I think, earlier in the year. It's funny when I think about things that were launched earlier in the year, because it feels so long ago. But yeah, that was this year. So we saw a lot of focus on private spaces. And I'd love to know in the chat and from Leah and Joe, did you find this year you were using your DMs more on social than past?
No, but I'm not a creator. I do know some very talented creators that I thought were using DMs or broadcast spaces.
Yeah.
More. I was using stories. I love stories. And yeah. I'm sure, I don't know if anybody wants to write in the chat, if anybody's noticed this, I tested this week posting just one story, because I kept seeing people saying over and over, just post one story a day and you'll get this crazy reach, it actually was true. And I had a bunch of creators telling me like, yeah, it makes the difference between like 20,000 views and 60,000 views. So stories, I thought, was really interesting. I can't hold back. I can't only do one story a day. And luckily, I'm not an influencer or creator. So I'm just going to keep posting my stories and making myself happy. But
love that. I love stories as well.
Yeah, I definitely think like private spaces is going to be a bigger theme in 2025. There's a really good interview that Adam Mosseri did with Colin and
Samir.
Samir, yeah. And the way they talk about social media is really interesting, because the key takeaway for me, and you see them sort of modify their and innovate on their platforms like that, right? The open spaces like your feed, they see it as sort of like unit of conversation. So the Reels is sort of just a talking point, so that you will share that Reel into your DM. And same thing with broadcast channels. Well, they find that more people are actually more intimately connected with a brand when there's closed spaces, which is interesting why they launched Flipside, if you guys remember, and then they took it down. I'm actually surprised that they took it down so fast, because I thought it was very interesting. Mm-hmm. But I think you're going to see more and more of these like closed spaces. Like social media managers, not only do you have to manage public spaces, which is your public feed, but I think there's going to be more emphasis around how do we incorporate closed spaces into social media so that people don't have to go to like things like newsletter or another group, you know? So I think that's going to be what we're going to see evolve next year.
I think that Instagram did add some new features within it through the year, but I think it does have a lot of potential to be something even bigger. So it'll be interesting they completely took away Flipside. So maybe they're going to put more energy in a broadcast channel. So we'll see. I can see them doing that because of, you know, the more private spaces that we're seeing. So we'll see what happens in 2025.
The other brand that does broadcast channel really well, I guess they just started, it's Canva. If you guys are part of Canva's broadcast channel, they send out product announcements and they actually get people to vote stuff in there. So I thought that was a really interesting way of doing it. And they don't over spam it. They do it like twice a week or whatnot.
Nice. That's cool. I want to be in that one. Next, I know we all saw this. It felt like it was happening like once every couple months, but every platform was just upping the time for their videos. So as of right now, YouTube Shorts, you can now do 3 minutes long. TikTok, it can be 60 minutes long. And then Instagram Reels is 3 minutes. I would say I don't see too many 60-minute TikToks around, but I do get sucked into those TikToks that are like scenes from a movie. And then it's like you go to the next one to watch. And then I'm like watching half a movie on TikTok. But yeah, so I think I don't know if we'll see too much of it going even more and more. Maybe we'll kind of hover around this time it is now, but we will see.
I think like mid-form video, which is like yeah, anything above, I would say a minute, like, yes, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, up until maybe like 6 minutes. I think mid-form video is going to be really big. And then just to add on the YouTube side, they recently brought out how brands and creators will be able to curate content into seasons and episodes, which, cool, I love. I think that was really interesting. And that goes to that whole like socials TV, storytelling, thinking about consuming things with like series, kind of based on Risa Tisa, but a whole bunch of, obviously, yes, YouTube does very well with like serialized content. So
I love that. Yeah, that is very cool. Very binge worthy. You can just go through all the seasons. And then we're starting to see more community focused features. So like we were talking about, broadcast channels, YouTube launch community notes, community posts. Threads is currently testing a community feature called Loops. And then TikTok added a collaboration. So we're seeing more of, you know, community-based features. And I think we're just going to see even more next year. So very exciting because we love everything community. And then a few other notable ones. I'm sure you all remember when Universal Music took all the music off of TikTok and then it came back on. They reached an agreement. Like we were just chatting about Blue Sky. Blue Sky is just taking off right now. Views are now the primary metric on Instagram and Facebook over likes and followers. A more recent one, LinkedIn removed the top voice badges. And then earlier this year, they added games. I don't know if anyone has been playing the games. Let me know in the chat.
Have you played a LinkedIn game yet?
I have not. I like certain games. I play Wordle and some other games, but I never really got into the LinkedIn games. Maybe I'm just not smart enough. I could not get them. Like the first couple of times I tried, I was like, this is hard. And so, yeah, I wasn't one of those people, but I know people do love their games. So yeah.
It seems really random, but it makes sense. Like people do play Wordle and, you know, it's like a way to keep people on platform, but I'll be interested to see if they keep it and going to 2025. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that we will see probably in LinkedIn is more videos as well. It's going to be like more of a video platform. And that's what I think right now, your mobile app, that's your primary mm-hmm. button. I think on the next primary button would be the video tab. So it's something that I'm seeing more and more.
Yeah, definitely. And the last one that we're still seeing right now is TikTok's future up in the air in the US. If you're part of our newsletter, tomorrow we actually talk about how you can kind of prepare for that just in case it happens. So we have that going out in our newsletter tomorrow. But let me know in the chat, your thoughts on this. We do have a really good thread going on about it in our Facebook group. But yes, let me know your thoughts on this.
Can I just give up also say trial reels?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which just came out, I can't even remember, like 2 days ago, I think. Trial reels is basically like I wrote a newsletter about it. It's like a free boost, essentially. Yeah. It's like it's an unpaid introduction to all new audiences. And I think it is tricky as a brand. Like obviously if you have your scheduled content, it doesn't work great for content that you need to go out on certain days. But if you can experiment with trial reels, to get exposed to new audiences, I think that that's a huge benefit, and try it early before everybody else gets on and then it becomes oversaturated and stops working.
Yes.
And if you're American, you'll probably get it faster than us in Canada. We always get it like secondhand. So
that's a good point. But it is supposed to roll out globally to everyone. Yeah. So hopefully everybody fingers gets crossed. It soon. Yeah.
Jessica, can we stay?
I know you're in the chat. Go ahead. I was just going to say, Jessica, I know you're in the chat. Well, we will be doing some trial reels for sure.
If we can stay just on Blue Sky, just one sec here. Leah, I'd love to know your take on Blue Sky. You know, what's your take on it? And do you think like brands should be hopping on right now? I know there's a few like very positive feedback on Blue Sky. Like Jelena says, Blue Sky just feels like the algo actually is geared towards her instead of seeing things in X where you get random stuff. What's your take on Blue Sky?
I love Blue Sky. I'm cheering for Blue Sky. I want it to take off. You know, it made news this year where after the election, like X started to lose a bunch of users. Blue Sky very quickly gained 20 something million users. The only problem with that is that like 20 million, whether they're at like 20 million or 30 million now, is still relatively small compared to other platforms. But I think especially for organizations, like if you need it as a comms channel, if you're in news, sports, entertainment, anything like real-time conversation, it doesn't throttle links. So like your content, that if you include links to articles or blogs or newsletters or whatever, it's not, you're not going to get punished for including a link, which most of the platforms now, your content gets, you know, held back if you're pointing to another platform. So, you know, if you have a lot of articles that you're sharing, it's pretty much real time. So I think if you're thinking about it as like, I'm a comms person and I need to share this message, we need to get it out there. And like I said, I see a lot of journalists on there. I see sports people, I see entertainment. So yeah, I'm very pro Blue Sky. I just think if you're a consumer brand, for example, maybe you just keep monitoring for a few more months before you jump on. Certainly jump on and get, you know, lock down your handle. I don't think you have to start publishing there just yet, unless you're in one of those categories that I mentioned.
Yeah, definitely get your handle. I just went in and claimed that last week. So
were you able to get it? Least,
yeah, sorry?
Oh, were you able to get it?
Yeah, I was able to. Oh, so that's good. So I don't have to put like the real Hey Orca, you know.
Right,
like,
Orca, right. Get those handles right now. It doesn't mean you have to start publishing, but just like lock down those handles. And then I think just monitor, because I think there is a lot of goodwill towards it. People like it. You can share news and links on there. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that like Blue Sky continues to thrive in 2025.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see how that goes through the year. That actually is a good transition, because we're going to go into our community's predictions, and a lot of them are saying Blue Sky. So we have some predictions for next year from our Hey Orca stands. If you don't know what the Hey Orca stands is, I know I reference them sometimes and you might be like, what even is that? So these are customers of ours that are always engaging with us. So we bring them over to this private community and they get access to features early. They give us feedback. We collaborate. So if you're a Hey Orca customer that wants to be in the Hey Orca stands, send me a message, because I'll be adding more people to it in January. So now you know what I mean when I say Hey Orca stands. I know I say that sometimes and then I don't explain what that even is. So that's what it is. So here are some of our lovely Hey Orca stands and their predictions. So Jen, who I know is here, yep, there she is. So she says personal branding is going to become even more important and necessary. I think you're right as well. I think that's just going to keep growing. And then TikTok getting banned, we will see on this. And then it's funny, all three, Robin, Jen, and Madeline, all said Blue Sky taking off, and that we're really excited to see how that grows. And then we also have Threads starts having advertising. We had a few of our stands say that as well. So I'd love to know, do you guys think Threads and maybe even Blue Sky will start putting ads into it? We will see. I actually hope not. Because we need a space where we're not seeing a lot of ads, but I do understand you need ads at the same time. So we'll see. We'll see what actually happens there. And we have a few more from our stands. So a few more talking about Blue Sky. It's like the thing on all of our minds right now, just because it took off so quickly. And then Gina says, I think YouTube Shorts and Meta Reels will grow in popularity. I think so too, especially right now with people kind of like not really knowing what's going to happen. They are going to, you know, try different things out. And then I see Lori here. I liked Lori's. At my company, we've been discussing how we think a lot of creators are moving back to YouTube, and potentially how younger generation are using YouTube as TV. And I totally agree with that. I think, you know, YouTube's always going to be big. We all love YouTube. And I do think people are going to kind of revert back to that, like the YouTube days, where I always think of like the makeup influencer days of YouTube back in like the mid-2000s was great. And I can see that having a resurgence. Okay, yes, everyone's on the YouTube train. I think that we are going to see more people, especially with TikTok up in the air, people are wanting to go to other spaces and to try other things out. So And YouTube's been launching so many new features recently that are great. So I do think they're pulling people in to go to YouTube. So very interesting. We'll see how that goes. And now we have some predictions from the team. I'm going to pass it over to Joe.
Yeah, so bouncing off, building off the private spaces and more emphasis on community, I think the role of social media managers would be shifting more and more into shaping community. So far, what we've been talking about is how do we put out content that builds community? I think in 2025, we're going to start seeing a shift, slight shift, in terms of how do you actually manage a closed community? So one thing that's really interesting is people have been talking about put content and then get people into your newsletter, right? Get people into your closed community. I think these social media platforms are catching on in terms of like that's where the relationships are being built. And they're actually building these closed community back into the social media platform so that you have everything in one place. And I think you can see that in LinkedIn, for example. They're trying right now. I don't think it's like catching on that much, but LinkedIn newsletters, for example, would be a good example of them trying to build in those closed communities right into the social platform. So I think in 2025, we need to think about attention in a slightly different manner. So this is something that we've been talking a lot at HeyOrca, is that our job as social media manager is not just attracting and engaging people, but it's about converting those attention. So at the core, as marketers, we are in the attention economy, right? Like attention is currency. A lot of times we just talk about how do we attract attention? How do we fight the algorithm? But I think more and more, we need to talk about how are we converting those attention into private spaces? How do we engage that? And then that's going to go back into your advocacy, into those public spaces. And I think you only need to look at creators to lead the way. If you look at Leah's sort of accounts, like social media gives you the notoriety on those social platforms. That points to the Substack newsletter to build relationships, to build trust. And then it goes back into spaces like this, spaces like social media, where it sort of feeds into a flywheel circle. So I think like more and more, we're going to be talking, at least at HeyOrca, we're talking a lot more about how do you go full circle as a social media manager, not just around attracting, but also converting that attention and then ultimately surfacing those advocacy. And I think you're seeing that also changing on starting to affect the social media platforms and the features that they're introducing. Leah, I'd love to, maybe I'll pass to you. I'd love to get your take as well.
I think that's very accurate. What I'm seeing, so I would look at this from two ways, is that, yes, I do think like your social media manager is taking care of those communities for brands. But what we're also seeing is social media managers relying on influencers and influencers either bringing them in-house as employees, turning your social media manager into an influencer, for example. So it's not just on, you know, the marketer alone to kind of manage these communities, but I think very much looking for like, who are the faces, right? Because I think that's the one thing that we're seeing is that, you know, people connect with people. And that's a huge thing, especially the past couple of years. It's basically the cause for the rise of the influencer marketing industry. And so if people connect with people, it's like you either have to elevate your social manager and trust them and turn them into a creator and influencer. You have to look at maybe there's somebody already within your organization that you can kind of tap. Somebody who's great, like Alyssa, somebody who's great on camera, who's really good at hosting things. Like you kind of pull in somebody who's already doing this. Or you hire somebody, and we're seeing a lot of companies, like there's a couple of different examples I just jotted down before, but like Olipop hired a senior soda consultant, Slice Pizza hired a pizza influencer, John Deere hired a chief tractor officer. So it's like, you either have to kind of like build it and nurture it in-house, or you can bring somebody in. And I think those are going to be really strong faces of the brand, but also the people that can lead these communities and then help that conversion, like you said, which, by the way, I love this chart. Like, I'm screenshotting this because I really like this little, I love a graphic. Like, I love kind of like
a little bit. I was telling Alyssa, I was hoping to make it like more pretty in Canva, but that's what I got right now. But 2025, it's going to be the glow up year for this graph.
It's effective and it's smart. Like, it's simple and it's smart and you get it. Like, it makes so much. I saw it and I was like, oh, this is really nice. Good. So
this got Leah's stamp of approval. That's
yes,
great.
Yes, 100%.
And Michael's also saying, I'm always talking about community to clients for the last 2 years and they still don't get it, which is odd because we've seen a massive uptake in inquiries through social media platforms, social media platform DMs. Yeah. So Michael, that's something that we're going to be talking a lot more next year as a company, is how do we actually talk about community from a business standpoint. How do we actually tell a bigger story as social media managers that it's not just about going viral? You know, you go viral, you get the attention, and you want to do something with that attention as well. And so I think I'm really looking forward to Q1, Q2 for those webinars where we're going to dive deeper into the community space.
And I did see a question from Laura here that was a good one. Do you think brands can seamlessly integrate themselves into closed private communities? How can I feel less intrusive? Which I feel like is a good question.
I mean, that's kind of how you're showing up as a person. It's like you're not showing up as the brand name. You're showing up as like Alyssa from HeyOrca, and like you're part of the group versus just like, you know, I am the HeyOrca, like, you know, generic kind of, not that your logo is generic, but it's like, yeah, you're not showing up as a generic logo or brand logo. You're showing up as the person, which I kind of think speaks to that.
Yeah. And Leah, building off your point, it's about being helpful at the end of the day. So it's almost like karma in a sense, community. I always say, put it out in the universe. Let's be helpful. And then the community is going to show up for us. That's actually literally what I said to Alyssa. It's like, let's host these free webinars and let's have a good time. Let's create a space that people enjoy each company. And I believe they will show up to us. Like, just trust the community, right? So I will give my take here. If you're looking to join another community, like Leah says, join as your personal profile. Don't join as your company. A lot of groups anyways are banning. They don't actually accept company pages anymore because it's just not authentic. And so join as your person. And there's going to be opportunities where you can say, full transparency, I work for this company. And if you guys want to talk more, I, Joe, would love to connect more. Same thing if you're going to create your own private groups. Make sure you use personal profiles. Don't have, like for us, we don't have like HeyOrca just jumping in, like posting stuff. Like Alyssa's going to do it. I'm going to do it. We're going to build that sort of rapport. And people are not dumb. Like people are smart. Like you're smart. Like people are going to search Joe Teo, like HeyOrca, or like whatever it is, like, right? And you're going to find that profile. And so in some ways with community, we have to let go to actually get the results. And it's not so direct like performance marketing where you can track, let's say, the ROAS of your ad. And I think with community, it's all about putting out there, be helpful, and know that, you know, it's all part of like building that brand. And there's some sort of like, you won't have as much control as a performance marketing, but if you keep in mind this wheel, for example, you know exactly what you're doing. You're attracting those attention, you're converting them to your own spaces, and then you're getting them to advocate for you.
Yeah. Can I just respond to one thing that Tiana said? Because I think it's something I hear a lot from different clients and students where she talks about like the whole idea of having the face of a brand and that they're worried that people are going to leave. I went to a conference where Dave Jorgensen of the Washington Post, TikTok and YouTube, all the Washington Post video was talking. And hopefully people recognize Dave Jorgensen and who he is, but he's very much the face of the Washington Post. But what they decided to do was bring on like two other cast members. And he talked about it as they look at it as building out the Washington Post cinematic universe. So like they shoot it in the office. So there's like the backdrop of the office. So the office is just as much as a star as anybody else. And then when they brought on two new people to start shooting TikTok videos and then YouTube videos, he was in those videos with them so that like there was a transition. And then he actually used that so that he could go on paternity leave. So it was like, there was like two of them or three of them in the videos. So they got to recognize like, oh, there's Dave who I know. And there's this other person. So thinking about it as like, you're always recruiting faces and including other people and, you know, not just tying it to like, there's one star of the show. And you know, maybe there is, but there's also supporting characters and cast members and stuff and thinking about your social presence as like a cinematic universe and that you're always bringing new people in that can support the franchise if somebody ends up leaving.
Supporting the franchise is key. So one thing I would say is that you don't want to be, yes, people leaving and taking the brand equity is definitely a real risk. So what you want to do is build the brand equity, not the person's, not per se the person being the main character. So I'll give you an example. We don't call this webinar Alyssa's webinar, a webinar with Alyssa. We call this the HeyOrca webinar hosted by Alyssa. I think that's so important because you don't want to be sort of building a brand equity in a different, in the wrong direction. Yes, they should be a central character of it, but you want to be building the HeyOrca webinar brand equity. Again, like you're building out the MCU franchise. You're not specifically, you know, building out the Robert Downey Jr. just brand, right? It's about the whole franchise. So just to go off that. Although Alyssa is the star of the show.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. But I know we only have a few minutes left. So I do want to show just a few more predictions that we had here from the team. Let me know if you agree, if you disagree. My big prediction is that the big influencers, they're going to fall. It's all the time. It's time for the smaller ones. And like we were saying, like, you know, having the face of like a company, or it's like an employee at where you work who's in the videos. And that's the, you know, the star. It's like, I think with big influencers, and I see this a lot on TikTok, once they get really big, people start to feel a disconnect because they don't feel as relatable anymore. And so I kind of feel like we're moving into that sense. I really liked Lyle's prediction. She says hashtags hang up their hat. We're not going to be using hashtags through 2025, which I totally see, because I feel like we're using them less and less as time is going on. Like, are they even helping? I feel like that's always a question that people are asking. So hashtags done. We'll see. A year from now, we'll see if we were right. Jessica says long form video is back in. Yes, that kind of goes in line with the whole, you know, everyone's kind of moving to YouTube, doing that kind of thing. Jesse says acts of advocacy will be one, if not the most important metric. And totally, as we see those more, you know, community features being released, people are kind of going to those private spaces. Those acts of advocacy are going to be some of the top metrics brands are going to start to measure. And then Jonathan says AI is here to stay and will only get more popular, which I agree with as well. But those are our predictions. I know we threw so many predictions at you today and so much information. And there's so many amazing things in the chat. I can't wait to reread all of this. But if you have any questions about any of this, or you want to keep the conversation going, join us on LinkedIn. So definitely tag us in your posts. We can keep chatting about this all day. There's so many things we could talk about regarding social in 2025. So definitely keep the conversation going. And thank you, everyone, for attending our very last webinar of the year. I can't believe it's our last one. What are we even going to do?
Just want to give a shout out to Alyssa as well. Alyssa, how many webinars have you hosted? Do you have that stat?
This year it was 46.
46 webinars. So in Heyworka, we give a snap, a big snap to Alyssa. Just wanted to shout her out. And the marketing team is all there in the chat here.
Yeah.
And guests like Leah, you guys made this a really, really fun space. And also everyone who attended our webinars as well. We hope you had fun in 2024. We have bigger plans in 2025. Did we talk about the summit yet?
We were telling our stands this week, but we can give everyone a little sneak peek. We can let everyone know to keep spring 2025 calendar open. Heyworka may be doing an in-person event, our very first one.
Yeah, so we would love to. I don't know if I let the cat out back too early, but no, that's something that we want to plan, which is, you know, let's meet our community in real life. There's some sort of energy when you get people in the room together. And so we're looking forward to that as well. So keep an eye out on the newsletter. If you guys haven't joined our newsletter, join our newsletter. And we are giving out the $225 Amazon card, I think. So definitely participate in the challenge. We'd love to give that away for the end of the year.
Is Alyssa bringing the coffee cup? I will bring to the next one in January. Don't worry, Michael. All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Thank you, Leah, for joining us and sharing all of your thoughts. And we'll see you all in the new year.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Right, see ya. Good holidays.